so here's a story we talked a little bit about, you know, in recent days, but didn't spend a lot of time with. But you might have heard about it. A coalition of charter schools in Michigan and Ohio got together to file a federal lawsuit to challenge the Department of Education's illegal rule that punishes successful charter schools nationwide. Caleb Kruckenberg is a Pacific Legal Foundation attorney. He joins me here on the program. Caleb, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So lay out this lawsuit for us so we know what it is that, you say it's an illegal rule. What is the rule? What is the situation?
Well, so Congress set up what's called the Federal Charter School Program, which is a grant program every year that allocates hundreds of millions of dollars for public charter schools across the country. Unfortunately, the Department of Education is hostile to that program, and they're really hostile to charter schools in general. And so what they did is they set out a new rule that puts new criteria for applying for those grants. And if you look at the criteria, it's actually designed to make sure that the grant money doesn't go to charter schools that do the best job, that serve inner cities, that serve predominantly minority student bodies. And it's really an attack on the whole idea of funding for public charter schools.
And how does it target the highest performing, the best schools, the best of the best? How does it single those out?
So there's several aspects of the rule that are kind of sneaky in how they attack charter schools. But for instance, one of the things that a new applicant for grants has to show is that the charter school is needed. And the way that the rule measures need is they look to enrollment numbers in existing schools. And you have to prove that the existing school is overcrowded. But that's not how charters work. I mean, charters are an alternative to public schools that are not doing a good job. And those schools usually have lots of space. That's not the problem. Another aspect of the rule that I think is very concerning is it punishes charter schools that, in the rule's eyes, promote racial isolation among their students. But what that means is, if the charter school has too many students in a particular minority group, like too many African-American students, then it punishes them. But if you look at places like Detroit, where about 50% of students go to charter schools,
right,
almost all those charter schools have significant African-American populations. I mean, sometimes it's 80, 90%, but that's the community demographic.
Right.
And it's still, this rule is punishing those schools and saying, we're going to disfavor you when you apply for grants.
That doesn't even make sense.
Well, it does if you consider President Biden said when he was campaigning that he's not a fan of charter schools. And so what he's doing is he had his department write a rule that when you look at it, oh, that makes sense. Nobody thinks racial isolation is a good thing until you realize what they're actually doing, and that's punishing the charter schools.
Right, and in places, and let's be honest about this, Caleb. If you're in Detroit and you can get to a charter school, there's a very good chance you're going to get a better education. Your kids or grandkids or whoever are going to do better because the charter schools are higher performing. That's why people go to them. That's why they have so many students, right? It's not by accident. It's because it's helping kids become better students, become, you know, better adults, all of it. And they want to destroy that.
Exactly right. And I think there's two ways to look at charter schools. You can look at charter schools, which is what they are, is an option to help compete with public schools so that parents can send their kids to a better performing school. And hopefully competition will make all the schools better. Or you can take a view like the administration is taking, and they see this as an unwanted intrusion into public schools. But, you know, when you talk to parents, they just want a good education for their kids. And that's it. And that's what this is supposed to be about. But unfortunately, I think
so,
the department.
All right, so, what are you asking for? What's being asked for in the, in the lawsuit?
So we're asking a federal judge to throw out the rule and say very clearly that the Department of Education can't issue new requirements on this program, because what they're doing is they're interfering with Congress's clear directions, and an administrative agency like the department just can't do that.
Can't just, well, so let me ask you this. The ruling from the United States Supreme Court against the EPA and in favor of the state of West Virginia, did that help your case? Does that help your cause? Because basically it's saying the regulation, these administrative regulations go too far and you just can't do that.
Absolutely. And I think what the Supreme Court in that case recognized is that it has to be very clear before an administrative agency can wade in on these big social concepts, these big controversial issues, and just say, we know the answer. Congress has to speak very clearly. And in this case, it's very clear the other way. Congress said, these funds have to go out. They have to go out to good, high-performing schools. And the department doesn't have any role here in just saying, well, actually, we don't want to do it.
Yeah, they don't have the option. I mean, it's beyond their purview, I guess would be a way to put it, right?
Exactly. And the whole point here is that Congress made the political decision to support charter schools. And the program says our goal with this program is to increase access to schools across the country. And it's not a political choice for the Department of Education to say, actually, we don't like that.
Not their call.
We don't like the decision Congress made. No,
yeah, not absolutely. Their call. So, all right. So these things, I mean, lawsuits are a process. Give me an idea here. Caleb Kruckenberg from the Pacific Legal Foundation. Give me an idea of the process, what you think it's, you know, where are we going to go from here and how long is it going to take?
Well, so unfortunately, lawsuits take time. But what our concern is the next grant cycle, which is in 2023. These grants go out every year that the schools apply for them over the summer. And we are confident that we're going to get a ruling that says that in 2023, which is the year that the Department of Education is going to use these new requirements, the court's going to step in and say, you can't do it. You can't put these new conditions on. You have to distribute the grants the way Congress told you to.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll see how it plays out. Caleb Kruckenberg from the Pacific Legal Foundation, please keep us updated from time to time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep an eye on it, you know, again. Something works. Something's good for parents and students. The socialists oppose it. Gee, I'm shocked. We'll take a quick break here on the Steve Greer Show. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Bigby Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, TheBarkingBoutique.com. New arrivals daily at TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.